Hi, this is Morty Lefka with another edition of the weekly podcast, Conversations with Top Personal Development Bloggers. Every week we have a conversation with a blogger who has a slightly different take on personal development. There's so much valuable material being offered by personal development bloggers. This is the best place to find out which ones might provide you with just what you're looking for. What's unique about each blogger? Why they started writing their blog? How their personal experiences inform their writing? And why you ought to be reading their blog, and more. Today I have the pleasure to speak to David Kane, who writes a really interesting blog called Raptitude, R-A-P-T-I-T-U-D-E, raptitude.com. And his theme is getting better about being human. Welcome, David. Thanks for joining the conversation.
I'm glad to be here, Morty.
That's great. Let's start at the beginning. What was the impetus for you to start writing your blog? Where did that come from?
Well, it started a long time ago. I was 20 years old and I was in college, and my life had been pretty good up to that point, and then it just took a left turn and suddenly it wasn't very good at all. And there was nothing that had happened, like no one thing that precipitated this dark kind of period, but it just happened. And I was not only wanted to make it better, but I wanted to learn what makes people happy and unhappy, because I couldn't really explain what was happening to me. So I ended up learning as much as I could. I read a ton of self-help books mm-hmm. and websites, and I read religious material, spiritual material, and I learned a lot about what does make happiness, mm-hmm. does improve your life, and what doesn't. And eventually I started writing about it on online message boards. When people would post problems, I would say, well, this is what worked for me. And a lot of people said, that really helped me, what you said. And so eventually in 2009, I kind of formalized that into a blog. And it fits into the personal development niche, but I kind of center around what you can do on the near end, like how you can interact with your life in your own mind, you know, how you can keep things organized and sane that way. So the blog found an audience very quickly, and it's been a central part of my life ever since.
Wonderful. So you've been writing it then since 2009?
Yeah, 5 years this past March.
Yeah. So your background in personal development then is just all the stuff you've done yourself. So did you take any courses in addition to reading, or could you be a little bit more specific about what that background is?
Mostly books, mostly reading. I just spent mm-hmm. a lot of time in the library. I've always been a big reader. The first book was called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff by Richard Carlson, and it's very simple. I mean, I don't know if you've read it, but it's a very small book, and it's 100, you know, maybe 500 word strategies for dealing with life, and they seem quite simple to me now, but at the time that was revolutionary, that so much of your quality of life is determined by how you respond to your circumstances and not so much your circumstances. A lot of personal development material is based on achieving goals and improving your income and improving skills and kind of changing the things around you. But this was something different. You could learn how to deal with disappointment better. You could have a different experience from the same events that happen in your life. So that kind of started it, that book. And then I went on, I read a lot about Buddhism, I experimented with yoga, I read about philosophy, but it was mainly books.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That, by the way, is my focus also, not so much on what you achieve, but how you hold it, the meaning you give to what actually happens. Mm-hmm. So that resonates with me. What is your typical audience? Do you have any idea what your demographics are?
It's all over the place. There are a lot of people who were the same age that I was when I got into personal development, or college students, they're all in a phase where they kind of have to decide what to do with their lives. So they're asking the big questions and thinking about those things. And, you know, like I was looking for someone who maybe knows more about it than I do. But I have people, 70, 80-year-old readers, mm-hmm. I have middle-aged readers, men and women. It really is everybody, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of proud of that, because mm-hmm. I feel like I've hit on something that applies broadly to everybody. So I don't know if there's a typical reader. It seems to be every demographic.
So it's not a particular age group or male or female. It's all over the place.
No, from what I can tell, the male-female split is right down the center. A lot of different age groups. I mean, I guess what they all have in common is that they're all interested in improving their experience in, you know, one way or another.
Quality of their life in some way. Good, okay. What would you say is the essence of your message? Is there an essence?
I guess, I mean, I talk about whatever comes to mind, but it tends to fall into certain philosophical grooves. The main essence, I guess, is just recognizing how much leverage we have over the quality of our experience outside of changing our circumstances, like just in our attitude towards what happens. And so I address that in a lot of different ways. For example, one of the earliest posts I wrote was called "How to Keep a Bad Mood from Taking Over Your Day." And basically, it's something I learned from Richard Carlson, that a mood is just, it's something that just kind of comes and goes without you really having to do anything. And you can choose to be graceful during those moods, or you can really react to them as if your whole life has gone wrong. And there's such a difference in the experience that you have between those two approaches to the same thing. Mm-hmm. So the essence is really to like work with what happens on your end, you know, in your own mind.
Have you developed any techniques of your own or processes or procedures or something to help people do that? So somebody says, yeah, you're right, I agree with you. So can you help me do it? Do you just refer them to other people like Carlson, or have you developed some techniques that you've actually able to help people with?
Yeah, I've developed techniques. Often it will take the form of just a reflection on what I do when this particular thing happens. I have posts about, you know, how to avoid getting lost in a train of thought, and I'll say, this is what I do when that happens to me. And first, I mean, that's all I can really say is what I do, because I don't know what I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll offer up my own way of dealing with things, and often people will tell me that I tried that and it really worked for me.
Mm-hmm. How often do you post?
I post every Monday now. Occasionally I'll miss one, and occasionally I'll post a second time in a week. When I first started, I took a course on blogging, and the standard doctrine is to post every day if you can. And the way my mind works, I ended up writing 1,000 or 2,000 word posts, and it just took too long to post every day. So I went to 3 days a week, and then 2 days a week, and eventually settled on 1 day a week, and that seems to work the best. Because it takes a long time. I know a lot of bloggers will write a post in an hour, and to me, that I've never done that. They take usually 6 or 8 hours or more. Mm-hmm. So once a week.
Yeah, I'm also the same. I'm once a week, but it's also there more in depth. I average 1,200 words. Very often, I do 1,800 words, and you don't knock those out in an hour at all. They take a little bit of time. And the writing, the editing, the thinking, et cetera, yeah.
I found that the blog posts that helped me the most were often long ones like that. I'm a big fan of Steve Pavlina's, I'm sure you know.
Steve, we're good friends, yeah.
He'll write 3,000, 4,000, I guess 7,000 word posts sometimes. And that's how I like to engage with things, is really immerse myself in them. It could be the whole day that I'm thinking about what I wrote, and so I gravitated towards longer posts, and that means not being able to post them as often.
Yeah, that's I got, yeah. What would you say, are you familiar with any of the other so-called personal bloggers, and could you say in some way, what would be unique about your blog? If somebody's saying, you know, there's so many of them, can't look at them all, why would I look at yours as opposed to somebody else's? I'm not asking you why you're better or to compare yourself in that way, but like, what's unique? What would somebody get from you that's sort of your unique approach, your unique style?
Yeah, I guess a big part of it is just my own personality that just happens to leak into the posts. I write a lot about my own life. I've read a lot of blogs that will address a problem from kind of a clinical sort of standpoint, like this is what one should do when this happens, and I talk about it in the context of my own life. I also I get, if I had to pick a niche that I'm in, is the personal development niche, but that's a very broad sort of topic. So there's the personal development niche on one side, and then there's the spirituality niche on the other side. And I borrow from both. There are things that I think I do differently than both. In personal development, as I said, they often talk about changing the externals, like achieving goals and changing your situation. And the spirituality niche, they talk about looking into your own mind and meditation and mindfulness. And I think a lot of mainstream people are kind of suspicious of both. They don't want to be the self-help person, and they don't want to be the flaky spiritual person. So I try and present everything in plain language without using a lot of the tropes that you see in both those fields. And a lot of people have said that that is what attracts them to my site.
Wonderful. Very good. Thank you so much. Very clear. Do you have a long-term goal for your blog? Is there some place that you'd, something you'd like to achieve specifically?
My very long-term goals extend beyond my blog. I love writing about this topic. I love writing about being human and making use of all the tools and abilities of a human being. And so the blog was the first that I really delved into that. So I'll probably always write the blog, but I would like to write books on the topic. I'd like to do videos. It's kind of endless now, but I feel like I've found what I want, the topic that I want my life to be about and under which I want to make a contribution to the world. So in the medium term anyway, my goal is to make a living in this field, to do what I'm doing. And I quit my job in the fall after having saved up a bunch of money, and I'm living a bit off savings and a bit off my blog. And after not too long, I'll be living fully off my blog and my business. And then beyond that, I'll have more options of where to go with this topic.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you know, Pavlina is in recent years, starting last year, is doing more and more workshops. This year he's planning to do, he's doing much more speaking, keynoting, and all over the world, actually. And he's, this year I think he's planning on 9 or something workshops. So he's branching out into that area a lot nowadays.
Yeah, and I've watched that transition happen. I was reading his blog pretty much since it began, and I've seen his career change, his business model change, and the way he approaches his blog. I would like to do speaking eventually too. I joined Toastmasters much on his recommendation. I'm going to be doing a presentation at a wellness retreat in South America this year, and that came about from my blog too. So there's other opportunities out there, and they're starting to happen.
Good. That's exciting. Do you accept comments on your blog?
Yes, I do. And it's a major part of the experience for me and a lot of my readers. I post things that encourage discussion, and I'll get a lot of comments on my blog. A typical blog post will be 50 comments. Mm-hmm. The last one had over 100. I've had some with hundreds of comments. And I really enjoy that. My readers are interested in what I'm interested in, obviously, and so I always like to talk about that with them, and also via email. People email me, and I chat all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you respond? Do you have an opportunity to respond to all of them, or some of them, or how's your response policy?
I no longer insist on responding to all of them, because it just takes so much time, especially if you want to take their comment seriously and not just say, oh, great comment, thank you for stopping by. So when there are a lot of comments, I can't respond to all of them, or I'd be doing it all the time. But you know, some of the posts today, I still do respond to all of them if I can. I just don't want to say anything disingenuous. I don't want to give a token response. I want to really engage with them if I can, and I do it as much as I can.
Got it. You started mentioning this a moment ago, but if you a little bit more about it. At this point, do you have like a mission in life? What's your mission in life, and how does writing your blog contribute to it? Sounds like that's something that's been developing over time for you.
Mm-hmm. I have a non-verbal vision of what I want my life to be like, and it's hard to articulate it. It certainly centers around learning to use my human mind and my body and my capacities to their extent, and teaching other people what I've learned about how to do that. I can't really articulate it, though, because I don't want to limit what that vision could be. Mm-hmm. It certainly has to do with helping people learn to improve their own quality of life. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And writing your blog, that's now the main thing you're doing, and at some point, if I understand, you want that to continue, but branch out and find other ways of doing the same thing, books, speaking, courses, etc.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. That's right.
Do you have any particular plans as to what might be coming next?
I'm working on my first digital product, so I'll have... I haven't announced it yet, so I can't say too much about it, but obviously it's about the same things that I write about, and that'll be my first direct sales approach mm-hmm. to my... You know, I always want the blog to be free, but there are people that want to engage with certain topics on a level much deeper than you can get into in a blog post, mm-hmm. and so I want to make longer products available for that.
Got it, okay. So
working on that right now.
Okay. Well, the final, this is great. I got a very good sense. I appreciate your detailed comments here. But is there anything else you'd like your audience to know about you or your blog that's not been covered? Again, the purpose of this is for people who are interested in the general field of personal development, spirituality, to say, could this blog be useful to me? So apart from anything you've said so far, is there anything else you'd like to say about yourself or your blog that might have somebody say, yeah, this is the guy for me?
Well, just that in the years that I've been running this blog and writing about it and discussing this topic with people, those have been the greatest years of growth in my life by far. And just engaging in a dialogue about these topics, it really helps me, and I hope my readers, in fact, some have said so, articulate their thoughts about these things and understand where they stand when it comes to experiments with spirituality or with mindfulness and meditation. A comment I get all the time is that people say, you know, I've been thinking about this for years, but you were able to put words to it, and now I can talk about it.
Yep.
And so that is a particular benefit people have said that they've had from coming to my blog.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time. How can people find you? What is the blog exact URL?
Raptitude.com. So aptitude with an R.
Aptitude with an R. Raptitude.com for David Kane. Thank you so much for your time this morning and giving my audience and many other audiences an opportunity to find out a little bit more about you. I've looked at your site and it looks fascinating. I would like to go back and read a few of the specific articles, but I think it's something that people definitely ought to check out. It might very well resonate with you and be be one of the posts that you should be reading on a weekly basis. Comes out every Monday or almost every Monday. And it's something certainly worth looking into. So thanks so much, David. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Morty. This was fun.